other thing concluded with the Isser of Amir Lakum. Chazal said there's an Isser benefiting from the action which the non-Jew has done for the Jew. This halacha actually is interesting enough. Not only does it apply on Shabbos, it applies after Shabbos as well, to a period of time which is known as Bichdei Shiyasu, the time it would take to accomplish this action. In other words, Chazal were trying to remove the motivation that a person would have to want to be over the Isser and ask the Goy to do something. So, well, even if you do, you can't benefit. Well, maybe it's worthwhile to ask the Goy and have him do it because I can use it right after Shabbos. No, you can't even use it right after Shabbos. You have to wait. How long do you have to wait? Well, included in the time which Chazal asked, so they asked every step of it. Let's say I ask a Goy to go, but the person would ask a Goy to go cut something off the tree for him. Well, it takes about 2-3 seconds to cut it off the tree, but he has to travel to where the orchard is and travel back. That's all included in the time. So I can't ask the Goy because I'll gain 3 seconds after Shabbos. I can use it. You still have the motivation to ask the Goy. Well, it takes an hour there, an hour back. You can't use this thing till 2 hours after Shabbos. So what do you gain? You can wait until Shabbos and do the exact same thing. So this Bichdei Shiyasu applies after Shabbos. The time it takes to do the whole action that you're asking the non-Jew to do, not necessarily civilly, even the malacha part of it, but the whole process, which is necessary to get it done for you, you cannot benefit from any part of that as well. Have a good morning.